B'tachan for life, Shir 1769, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshas Bamidbar. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Parnosa. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them their Parnosa B'Shefa La'irich Yom Tovim. We are discussing how Hishtadlus has no impact. And the only impact that Hishtadlus has is that it's a mitzvah. And just like if a person does a mitzvah, he gets rewarded. And if a person, chas v'shalom, doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he'll get punished. The same thing is with Hishtadlus. If a person is not doing the proper Hishtadlus, he might get punished because of the aveira of not doing the proper Hishtadlus. But let's say a person does tshuva. A person didn't eat healthy and he did tshuva. There's no reason to assume that he's not going to be healthy. He did tshuva. Be'ezra Hashem, in the future, he's going to do the proper Hishtadlus. And therefore, he has no reason to assume that he's going to get sick. We just wanted to add one piece that one of our listeners asked, what about doing skulas? Learning different svarim, going to Mekaymis HaKadoshim, different things that people do to be zeicha to Yeshuas. Is it better to just have emuna and bitachin? Or should a person do these different kinds of skulas that are out there? And the answer is that a skula is hishtadlus like any other hishtadlus. And if a person wants to do that hishtadlus, he's concerned, he wants to do that hishtadlus, it's like doing hishtadlus. It's like going to work, it's like any hishtadlus that a person does. If a person can strengthen their bitachin, daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, they don't need these skulas. But sometimes, a person is still concerned, and these skulas make him calm, like we explained. And therefore, a person can do skulas. Will a skula impact the outcome? It's like any hishtadlus. Hishtadlus has no impact on the outcome. There are skulas that are a mitzvah. For example, a person accepts for a schus to be shomer l'shoine, to do shmiras haloshin, or other things, it should be a schus. A person says certain kapitlach of tehillim. So that could be a schus. So that can impact the outcome, like any mitzvah, like any schus. A person learns a certain sefer as a schus. That can also have an impact because of the schus. But an objective skula, just doing a skula, is the same as hishtadlus. And wherever a person would do hishtadlus, a person can do a skula. If a person has bitachon and he felt like he did his hishtadlus and he's davening to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, he doesn't have to do the skula. The bottom line is, all of your activities have no impact on the outcome. The only impact that you can actually have is a schus. And one of the greatest schusim that you can have is to maintain bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.